That is
Don't
funny.
Don't fight it, Bella. Just do it. Just roll with it.
He is. He's wiggling in his chair a little. He's got some Latin in him somewhere.
Waiting for Carrie Bradshaw to, like, walk in.
Wouldn't that be fun? You just never know who we know on the Vero Insiders.
We could talk about shoes. It'd be awesome.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
I'm kind of in the market. It's the holiday time. I've already picked them out. Sent links to the hubby.
You always get those really, you know, you got to have sparkly shoes for sparkly holidays.
That is so true. That might be the wisest thing you've ever said,
Kitty. What are you looking for? I mean, you're not doing platforms.
No. Have you noticed that I've drastically changed the height of my shoes?
You really have.
It's amazing what happens when you get into your
30s. I was kind of concerned, but at the same time, it makes me feel a little bit better because I'm like, she's got to be killing her feet.
Yeah. I love my back and my knees, so I'd like them to last as long as possible.
Yeah, I don't know what current fashion is in shoes, but my only thought on the subject of holidays and shoes is that they should be beautiful. They don't have to be comfortable because you're only wearing them for the holiday. And I don't like clunky shoes at holidays. I like you know, if you're going to have a high shoe, then have it stiletto.
Yeah.
You know, make it really pretty.
I remember when chunky shoes were all the rage. In fact,
big clunky chunkies.
Yeah.
Not so sure about
that. I was cleaning out the closet
so
we could get the new.
When I decide to be a chef, I can put on clunky clogs and then, you know.
That cures
you? It's not a holiday thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like gardening. You know,
like gardening.
Dirty jobs.
Those require clogs.
Yes.
Speaking of the right shoe for the right thing. Golf shoes are a necessity.
Oh, way to wrap that in.
Thank you.
You're so good.
I'm very talented.
She is.
Golf shoes are a necessity, but it's not something that you enforce when you're working with the children.
Correct. Yeah.
And the school programs, in fact, the after-school programs launch in November, but Sandridge itself has one starting, it just started.
Just started. Yeah.
And so it's going to go throughout all of October and November.
October, November. November I just added because we had so many, my October thing filled up. So I actually had to add a November program for the first time.
Oh, look at your supply and demand.
Do they sell like sparkly golf shoes? Like
they do.
Liberace designs.
We get all kinds of non-traditional golf shoes in this.
Well, they have a whole ladies wing now
I
dedicated.
I like the little socks that you put over the end of the golf club.
Right,
that's
me too.
Because there's so many millions of different little designs and
do
stuff.
Do you guys have a lot
and
of those
I think
in
that's cool.
stock right now?
Head covers or shoes?
Oh, the head covers. Now
head covers,
we've moved
on. There's so many different styles.
It's so
stuff.
Cool.
It's hard to keep those
I got a lion one for Charlie. I really like it.
Oh, yeah.
He puts it over his favorite one. His favorite driver. Okay, so back to the shoes, because the children that are new to golf or maybe semi-versed,
right?
What is it that you expect from them? What are they going to learn? What do our listeners need to know as parents that they need to bring to the table?
As parents, you don't have to buy a thing.
Just
have the kids come out.
Not even the clubs?
Not even the clubs. We supply clubs, the shoes, the balls, everything.
Wow, that's very generous,
that
Bella.
That is great.
Just try to get as many kids involved in learning how to play.
And this is age-friendly for which years?
Ages 6 and up.
Very nice. And so do you then group them based on their age, kind
based
of?
Based on their age, yes. Yeah, we'll put them in. With the after-school program right now, we have two groups, the 9 and under and the 10 and over. We'll have them in two different groups.
Okay, so then let's talk about this because October is filled.
Right.
Okay. And by filled, that's how many?
24 kids.
Well, that's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Two dozen.
Four instructors.
Okay. And the instructors are full-time employees at Sandridge?
Correct. I've got Tatiana Spallone, who's my new assistant professional.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
She started back in April. And
welcome to the team, Tatiana.
Great to have her on staff, a lady professional.
Yes.
And then I've got John Vermeer, who also works for me. He's a teaching professional.
Mm.
And then Bob Kamernitz, who is the former director of golf before me.
He just can't shake Sandridge. It's in his blood.
That's right.
And then, of course, yourself.
And then myself, of course.
And out of curiosity, how many full-time employees during season does it take to make Sandridge operate?
Actually, we just have John, myself, and Tatiana.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else is part-time. And then we bring in a bunch of seasonal help.
Oh, okay. To make it all smooth and
Correct.
Flawless. And the hours of operation are?
basically every day except for Christmas Day.
Oh.
We're open. So.
And you open at 7?
7's the first tea time. The pro shop opens at 6:45 to start checking in people.
Got you. Do you provide coffee at 6:45?
Over in Di Michele's restaurant next door.
So it's there. I bet it smells so good it lures them right from the desk on over. I bet it does.
That or Bloody Mary's.
Now, see, that's right up my alley. Now we're talking my language here, Bella.
You got to have your vitamins for breakfast.
My vitamins. Okay, so now, if it's already full for October, are there still spaces available for November?
Yes, there are.
Oh, good. And what is the cost for parents?
It's 4 1-hour sessions is $50 for the 4 hours.
So it's like every Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Correct.
For the month.
Actually, in November, I moved it up to 4:15 to 5:15 just because of daylight.
Time change.
Yeah, time change at the end of the month.
Okay, that's true. That's a good advice. That's a steal of a deal.
Is that
50
this,
bucks.
What weekend is that? When does
the time change? The fall back?
Yeah.
Halloween night.
Does it?
Yeah.
So is it November, Halloween night?
That's too darn close.
When you wake up the next morning, you get an extra hour to sleep, though, this year.
Way to sell
extra
it.
Extra hour of candy eating.
Right. Ooh. Just not a big fan of candy.
I can't remember the last time Halloween was on a Saturday.
Right.
Either. Yeah.
And then so now sure it's stocked full
of
exactly.
Yeah.
All sorts of scary and fantastic good times.
Things.
Now, the Indian River Golf Foundation, in conjunction with Sand Ridge, will also be doing an after-school program, correct?
Correct. We've got middle school and elementary school programs starting the week of the 19th of October.
Of October.
Correct. Right.
And this is in a couple of different courses throughout the community to help parents logistically.
Correct. Yeah. Like the ones that live in Vero, they can't make it out to Sand Ridge. The ones that live in Sebastian, they can't make it out of Vero or Sand Ridge. We try to make it as accommodating as possible. So we're using Sebastian Golf Course on Tuesdays and Point West on Thursdays and Sand Ridge Mondays and Wednesdays.
And then as the kids continue to progress and they go into the junior league, the junior tour.
Right.
That is for what age groups?
Basically, that's still same age groups, ages 6 and up.
Is it really?
Sure.
Oh.
Sure. Yeah, that's still a developmental tour, and where they're learning. Basically, when they get, in their teens and stuff, they get in some of these bigger tours in the area, like the FSGA or the South Florida PGA.
And then you take them. You teach them.
Teach them, and this only way
they go with
learn.
The team.
We have a couple different
things
during
the place.
Summer. Well, there's individual, and we also do some team events as well, where we pair up against other golf associations.
A little healthy competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to learn.
Sure.
What about for those of us who aren't young anymore? We're not teens.
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of ladies programs and mixed programs and golf schools going on. On Tuesdays, my ladies' instructional programs, where November, we'll have two on Tuesdays because the demand is there. Right now, I just have the one at 11 o'clock, and then we'll be 11 and 3.
Very nice.
It's 1 hour program. It's only $15 for the hour of instruction. And afterwards, if you want to play 9 holes, only $15. So for $30, you get 3 hours pretty much of entertainment.
That's not too shabby.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really great.
That's really great, especially the hour of instruction. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does help to know what you're supposed to be doing. It's not overrated.
Well, or where you're supposed to be sending the ball.
Does that include the cart then for the second?
It does. Sure.
Oh, for that $15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd pay $15 just to ride in the golf cart. Are you kidding me?
Guilty kitty. What's guilty. Me too. That? Me
you
too.
You can do one with airbag and a kitty.
That's okay. Anna and I are going to show up with a bottle of rosé, and we'll just take the cart around.
Don't tell that to Bella.
I know.
Now, do you all know how the term buck came to be?
What?
Buck? You know, like how you were saying for $15?
Right.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Do you know how that term came
I
to be about?
Not.
It's just useless
it's
knowledge
be
that
a,
I have that I'd like to share.
A deer reference, a hunting
it is,
reference.
It's a Michigan thing, like most good things are. And and so in the early days when they would want to do trade along the river, in exchange for something that they wanted, the Indians of Michigan would offer up a buck. a deer buck.
We have
in
a
exchange,
dead deer.
Yeah, for the goods that were coming down the river.
Sounds great.
Hence the term buck is now a very relevant thing in our common day language. Another great term that Michigan brought to everybody is the term party store. That's right.
Are you really taking credit for that? That's so funny.
Yes. Yes.
Wait for it, listeners. Wait for it. Here it comes. Drop the bomb.
In Michigan, the term party store is far more than just a store where you purchase balloons. No. That's not our party store at all.
No, not at all.
But when we say party store, that's where you can purchase your lottery tickets, your beer, your bottles of booze. And this is something where here in Florida, it's segmented, right? Like you can't necessarily always buy liquor where you can go to the gas station and buy beer. You can't buy
buy lottery tickets at a liquor store.
Right. In Michigan, we just couple all that stuff all together.
One-stop shopping.
And we call it the party store.
Yeah. Because it's a party.
It's a party store.
Well, let's go move to Michigan and live next to a party store.
Well, they're everywhere.
Or not.
They are everywhere. But I'm just saying about some of the terms that we bring to modern day society. Party store and buck. That's all I really have to bring. So the good news is, though, is that for $15 after your $15 initial consultation for how to properly play, a little etiquette, a little instruction.
Correct.
The ladies can then go as a group. How many get to go?
As many as we have.
Is that
they split
is that
into
18
groups.
Or 9 holes?
9 holes.
9 holes.
Yeah. 9 holes. Yeah. $15
they're
include your cart.
That's 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, so there's not going to be much daylight.
And that's the greatest thing ever, because I don't know, you know, I've worked at a couple golf courses, and I don't know if you know this, but, and I don't mean to be, you know, stereotyping, but 9-hole ladies are a blast.
Oh.
They know how
to have fun. If that's the stereotype, sign us up.
Seriously.
Absolutely. My 9-hole ladies league that starts this week, actually, as well.
Oh.
They're a bunch of fun.
A few years ago, we only had maybe 8 or 10. We changed some formats around. I have over 70. That play every Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
We need
what
to
time
join
is that?
Them.
Great group of ladies. A lot of fun. Actually, I brought them to your place, Kitty, last year or the year before.
Yep.
After our
finale. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she can validate with confidence that they're a bunch of fun.
So much fun.
And so what time do those ladies kick off?
At 1:30.
Oh, that's a good start time.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good start time right there. If you don't have to work, that sounds great.
No, it's perfect.
They get done just in time for happy hour, typically.
Brilliant strategy. What haven't they thought of?
I told you you'd love the 9-hole ladies.
That's great. It's so good.
They're not going to go out there and do 18 like that. They might, but, you know, that interferes with happy hour.
Right.
Then you're coming in after Jeopardy, and that's not cool.
How long does it take 18 holes on average, Bella?
Should take 4 hours.
Oh.
Should.
So
it
you
should.
Could run the Boston Marathon or play 18 holes of golf.
The views are better when you're playing golf.
Or you could be a 9-holer.
At Sandridge.
And go to happy hour.
So then 9 holes is 2 hours.
About 2 hours.
Based on my math.
Right.
With a golf cart.
With a golf cart.
With a golf cart.
Take good care of the property when you're there. Oh, I think Haley gave me the look. So we're at a breaking point, but don't worry.
We
still have one whole
that.
Segment left of great stuff with information about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
So where are you going to go to watch your favorite football games? JR's American Bar and Grill. They have over 30 TVs and NFL Sunday Ticket. JR's, with game day specials like sliders, wings, pizza, and of course pitchers of beer, college football games, and free pool too. Get this, happy hour, $2 well drinks till 7 p.m. Oh yeah, $2. There's an outdoor patio lounge where smoking is permitted. It's all at JR's. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week. 710 US 1 at Oslo Road. JR's American Bar and Grill. Blue Dolphin Pools strives to provide quality service with a well-trained staff in the field and in the office. They want you to know that your pool or spa investment means much more to them than just another account. They believe you have entrusted them with your investment, and they'll do their best to see that it stays in top condition. Blue Dolphin Pool has been in business over 35 years, setting them apart from the competition. Residential or commercial, Blue Dolphin will keep you in the swim. 567-5853.
You didn't say, oh, I see you've overpaid. Oh, there you go. Shake it out. Shimmy and shake.
It's going to be an amazing month. Happy October, everybody.
Isn't it funny? The weather got a little bit cooler and we're all like jumping out of our seats.
I'm so excited.
Like beans.
I'm going to eat al fresco every night. I'm not going to be eaten alive by mosquitoes. I love my Latin blood.
That's your word of the podcast is al fresco.
I do like that
word. You've said it like four times.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, 1%.
Anna's thinking about being outside.
I love life.
You know what I miss is
what
being up where we come from, that, you know, northern country.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year when it gets really kind of cold, but it's sunny during the day.
Yeah.
And you're wearing your jeans and your flannel or a turtleneck and you're taking your kids to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, and they got all that mulled apple cider.
I love cider.
And pumpkin ice
fried
cream.
Fried donuts.
It's
good stuff. It's a good time of year.
Hey,
I love fall.
I tell you what, let's go get in my car and we'll drive up to the Circleville Pumpkin Show and then we'll just come back. It's just a 2-day.
It's just a 2-dayer.
It's 15 hours up, couple hours at the show and 15 back.
I'm in.
No worries.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We can pick up some apple cider
on the way up.
we're bringing back the goods. So aside from Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is
we're talking about boobs now?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Hey, everybody, wake up. We're talking about boobs.
It's exciting.
It's fun.
October 17th is our Making Strides. Lifestyle Concierge Aviro, a proud sponsor of this program, has started her own team. So if you're like myself and you want to get out at 7 a.m., 8 a.m.,
what?
Well, 7, it starts like the music and the stories.
Oh, okay, cool.
But like 8 a.m.-ish is really the walk time. So if you want to come out and walk and show some support for finding a cure and breast cancer awareness and just support all those ladies that participate.
And we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be teaming up with Lifestyle Concierge Aviro, that extra set of hands when you need her.
You want to wear something really fun because this is a really fun, fun,
it's
fun,
a fun,
fun.
It's very uplifting.
Yeah.
It's not sad.
No, it's not sad. But it's fun. You can get crazy with whatever you want to wear.
Yeah. Oh, I already have my knee highs picked out.
Big pink
tutus.
Hair and, and knee highs.
It's pink all the way.
It's fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Hey, did you, the paddle, Penny from Portfolio Magazine.
Yeah.
She had her.
Captain Hiram's.
Yep. She had her
paddle for a cure.
Paddle for a cure this weekend, second annual. I stopped up there. It was great.
Good.
Yeah, everyone was there. It was
the weather
really
was beautiful.
Fun. And the kids, it was Terry Dobson's son, Josh Dobson, has this band. And they were great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ridiculous. Dolphins showed up. Everyone was paddling. There was dolphin. There was yoga on the beach.
Oh, like literally dolphins.
Like real
Not
dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
No.
They fired their coach today,
they
I heard.
Did.
Hey, Grace Moat, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to the coach.
Who does
if you
that?
Don't perform, just so you know, Bella.
You gotta
it
win.
All comes down to the coach.
Always does.
You gotta keep those alumni happy or else they're not sending their dollars in.
That's right.
Dollar bill.
So aside from our excitement and drinking pink wine and celebrating all things pink.
How did we get from golf to football so fast?
It happens.
Let's go back to golf.
Let me do this, though. I have to touch on this. October is National Pizza Lovers Month. Now,
I don't do pizza.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, I don't like to eat pizza.
I own apparel that says I Heart Pizza. That's how much I love pizza.
You do, actually.
I do.
I do know
I
that about
I can eat pizza
you.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Didn't Charlie get you that shirt?
He did. We have
I
matching
remember
shirts,
that.
Me and my 9-year-old. Anyhow, then I guess you're not going to be any fun for this question, Kitty.
Go ahead. Run it by me.
Well, my question to Bella Nagy of Sandridge and of Kitty Wagner of Blue Star is, being that it's National Celebrate and Enjoy Pizza Month, where is your favorite spot to get pizza and why?
Well, I actually...
Within Indian River County.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No.
I must be specific.
I can answer this really shortly. Because I don't like pizza.
Oh, I don't know how we're friends right now.
Well,
I don't understand, right, Haley?
It's okay. It's the whole thing about, I'm not... It's kind of funny.
It's all your food groups in one slice.
That's right.
I know, but I don't do
brilliant.
I don't do a lot of bread. It's not that I'm one of those people that's like, oh,
this is not a short
answer.
Just please tell me.
Okay, I do like garage.
Oh, garage pizza right
yeah.
on Dixie.
Michael Lander and Dylan. And
it's very clever pizza.
I went in.
It's not traditional.
No, correct. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like a thin bread. I like the really thin cracker crust. And I had a white pizza there at the early this spring that had mushrooms and ricotta cheese and some truffle oil, and it was off the charts.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go, fancy
pants.
It
wasn't kind of like pizza. It was really good pizza.
And it doesn't have to be traditional pizza.
It was delicious.
And the garage, says Kitty.
I love the crazy things that they put on the pizzas because there's a lot of toppings and a lot of options there. And it really was good because it's a wood fire. It's a true
you
wood
can
fire
taste
pizza.
It. You can taste the
it's
difference.
It's not a we put it in a plug-in oven pizza. Like, it was good pizza.
Oh, how about you, Bella?
Well, I like the wood fire, too. But, you know, comparing just regular pizzas and everything.
Yeah.
I think Giuseppe's up there in Fellsmere.
In Fellsmere. Because they have one in Sebastian.
Sebastian, but the one in Fellsmere
is better.
Now, you're not the first one to say that.
Right.
That the Fellsmere one seems to take a little bit more pride in their pizza.
Correct.
Well,
just
maybe you and
sauce.
I need to go something up there and check
the
it out.
Something about the sauce. I'm in Fellsmere kind of frequently these days. You know, Fellsmere's having a bit of a growth spurt. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I just started buying shrimp from the
exactly.
shrimp farm up there.
They just had a
beautiful
big,
stuff.
They're getting ready to do the first ever shrimp fest in February.
Which is going to be awesome.
And they just did a shrimp cook-off last week. Anytime, hey, by the way, listeners, if you are a part of a board or a committee and you need a judge for tasting things delicious,
yeah,
sign up Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest at the Vero Insider. I will promote your event and I love tasting delicious things.
And you have a very good palate.
Thank you.
You know what you're tasting.
Well, I loved being one of the judges for the firefighters chili cook-off.
Always fun.
Ooh, yeah.
That was yummy. That
Beans.
Was yummy. And I mean,
sorry.
She can't help herself. But how about you, Haley? Where's your favorite spot for pizza?
I really like TJ's from.
Use them.
You're
so
a pizza stalker.
Yeah, they're really good. I like their sauce because it's like the thin crust, but it's not too saucy. It's kind of like New York pizza for me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Now, see, I don't understand
about
all
we
this thin pizza.
Yours.
What's up with everybody in thin pizza? I don't get it because I'm from Detroit. And we're home with the Detroit deep dish.
You like a big, chewy pie.
I want there to be tons of sauce.
Jeez.
And I'm good with bread. I'm totally good with it. These days, you can tell. Just saying. But I love it. And it's hard for me to pick just one spot for delicious pizza. If I had to pick in Sebastian right now, even though I know that there's two spots that I need to try that people tell me I have to try. But Vic's is good for me because they have a pan pizza that is more Detroit deep dish in spirit. So shout out to Vic's. And then here locally, I am a sucker.
I was going to say, you're on your way home. You got 10 minutes. You want
pie
pizza. Where are you going?
Pizoodles? I love pie zoodles.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Is it pizoodles?
Pizoodles.
Pizoodles.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, I would say it with a long I.
I know.
Huh.
There's a couple words that you're
and they do
on.
Fancy gourmet pizzas. Oh, she's giving me the finger.
Again.
Darn it,
and
Haley.
And their calamari is to die for.
They do a straight up job, though, on some
pie.
Yeah,
when they toss it with the garlic butter and the tomatoes and parsley.
I'm all about it.
Best calamari in town.
It. It's National Pizza Month. I'm so happy we touched
Only
on
you know
this.
That. It's also Cookie Month.
Is it?
Yeah, what's your favorite kind of cookie?
Do you mean that because the Girl Scouts are going to start selling soon?
Well, no. I'm always like, oh, stop. That's unfair.
I'm a traditionalist. I'm a chocolate chip.
Oh, that's right.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah. Keep it simple, man.
Yep.
Hot out of the oven.
Oh.
Big glass of milk.
Nothing better.
That's all I need in life.
Mm,
I'm a happy girl. I'm a happy girl. But they can get delicious dessert at the Blue Star this weekend and every weekend.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite dessert that you're making right now?
Well, I've got the French silk tart. It's a dark chocolate, really intense tart, and it's in a toasted hazelnut crust, shortbread crust. It is to die for.
What wine would you put with that?
Oh my God. You could either do a dessert wine like a port. I've got a white port that's off the chain, or you could do a nice rich red like a Syrah or a,
I was thinking a Syrah.
GSM, Grenache Shiraz Mourvèdre.
Oh, a little blend.
Little blend, like Little James Basket Press, or a really nice Syrah would go beautiful with that.
Lovely.
I love chocolate and red wine.
It just makes sense.
Oh my gosh.
So make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com, live link to all of our sponsors. Thank you, Bella, for joining us again. We've missed you.
Thanks for having me. It's great.
You're
going to
have
you
a very busy season, yeah. And our listeners are looking forward to bringing themselves and their children.
We love Bella.
Until next Wine Wednesday. Cheers. Woo!